What joy to get to sing these songs that we only sing once a year at Easter time. And yet Easter is every day. We ought to sing them some other Sunday just because, you know, we celebrate Easter every day. Just our ability to live with Jesus is a celebration of Easter. And so we're Easter people. and we're not just Easter people once a year whenever it falls. We're Easter people 24/7, 365 days a year. We really enjoy symbols of things, and often symbols teach us things. As we look at them more closely, we see things and look behind and see new things. This quilt up here is one of those symbols. Patty quilted this a few years ago for a friend invited her to participate in an art show at Easter that talked about the Stations of the Cross. But I love the symbolic thing of the left-hand side of the darkness and how through Jesus' death and then his resurrection, the new life that comes out on the other side and the way that's gloriously portrayed in this quilt that we enjoy. I really like it. And the quilting, not only is the color glorious and the way it comes together, but the swirls and the detail in the quilting speak to this incredible new life that is birthing among us. And it's just the resurrection. I think this is the most beautiful portrayal of the cross that I've ever seen. Thank you, Patty. Thank you for your faithfulness to share the vision that God gave you. Because this wasn't just, you know, Patty's a wonderful quilter and she can make beautiful things. But this was an inspiration. It came directly from God, and we're grateful for that and for the symbol it means. But I'm also grateful for all of these daffodils. Aren't they glorious? They are wonderful, and I just thank you. There's so many daffodils up here. And, you know, daffodils really are a symbol of resurrection life and how it breaks out among us. And I went to the store this week to get daffodils, and they told me, oh, we don't have any. And you're too late. But there's plenty. There's enough. And we really know that that's true, that in God, we are enough, that God is enough, that everything about us is enough to be faithful to do that which God has called us to do. And as we live in resurrection life and just the glory of all of these daffodils that appeared and are here and living among us, and for that, I am just really, really grateful. So thank you for these flowers that have appeared. I'm so grateful. But, you know, I'm noticing some things. There's this vase doesn't have any water in it. And flowers need water to shine forth. They're going to droop and get tired. And they need water. And the gift of being able to share water. And I see over here there's a pitcher of water. And the gift that we get to then share our water with others and place water in the pitcher so that in the vase so that they can all see, they can all live and shine and go forth. There's just so many daffodils, and you know, this one is just kind of crammed full. I don't know if they could get any more. And this one, the vase, look at the vase. I mean, they won't go down because the vase is skinny. But they are enough to hold the daffodils, and it allows them to spread out and to share forth their light. And I think some of us live more on the edge and where we can let our light go forth and spread out our life. But there's some that don't look like daffodils. I mean, this has an orange center. This one's white. They're different, and yet the creativity of resurrection life, that it shows up differently in all of us. Not all of us are quilters. Patty displayed resurrection life in a powerful way through her quilt, but others of us do it in other kinds of ways as we share forth our life and as we go forth. And so this one, there's another one down here. Oh, and look at this one. I don't know that I ever saw one like this. It's kind of got little spots on it, but it's all ruffly. So the variety of resurrection life and how it is manifest in each one of us is incredibly different and unique. Well, one, I guess what I found. This face got hidden. And we want to bring it out into the light where it can be seen. It's a lovely vase and the flowers are just gorgeous. And we want them to be out where everyone can see. And we draw out the resurrection life. I think some of us are shy and we tend to hide away. And the nurture of the community that names the resurrection life that's present in one and brings it forth and lets it be seen. And the just the joy of that is incredible. These are tiny flowers. They're really little, really different and grow up. And again, the different ways in which we all share forth our life. That some of us are in big, bold, showy flowers that just kind of burst forth, and others of us are smaller and daintier and simpler in our way of sharing resurrection life. And that there isn't a right way. You know, sometimes we think these are what real daffodils are, but I've learned that there are between 50 and 200 kinds of daffodils, and that these are all daffodils. And I learned that Narcissus isn't a different breed. It's actually the scientific name for a daffodil. And so Narcissus and daffodils are the same. And the multitude of expression of how they do that all over. And we have this wide variety of resurrection life among us, and it shows up in very, very different ways. This one's got dirt. And this, the idea that they grow up in dirt. We often think of as Christians that we're all neat and tidy and proper and we never get dirty. But you know, resurrection life is sometimes we get a little dirty. And it spills out and it doesn't always look neat and tidy, but it is how we are to live our life, and it is organic and it's growing and it is powerful. There's some more over here. These are pregnant daffodils. They're going to burst forth into new life, and they're starting. And some of us come out, our resurrection life shows out later, and some of it is our bloom early, but they all come out and are a part of the resurrection life that shows among us. So we look forward to seeing these bloom and be as full and brilliant as the others. But I noticed one over here. This one's actually been in the office all week, and we've been watching it, Dove and I. And it is an opening. And I think that sometimes life is, we're slower to open, and it struggles more for some of us than others to come to fruition. And yet it's still living. It didn't die. It's alive and is also an expression of resurrection life. There are so many daffodils, and the joy, I think that's the other thing. It's just the real joy that daffodils bring and share with all of us It's great to have these daffodils. I'm so thankful for that. I've got to get a drink. I learned a couple of other things about daffodils. Daffodil bulbs actually are really long-lived. There, that says, according to the American Daffodil Society, they should outlive any of us. I thought that was cool, that they're just really a sturdy. They say it's the easiest flower to grow. And I think about resurrection life is that it just kind of pops out among us. It's easy to foster and to grow and be present in our lives. So that is very true. It says that daffodils multiply in two ways. One is asexual, where a bulb divides. And if you've had bulbs in your garden, I think you know that sometimes they just keep dividing and dividing, and you don't, until you don't know there's a daffodil there, and up it comes in the spring. Those daffodils are exactly the same. They don't change from daffodil to daffodil. But the ones that are sexually divided or multiplied are where there's a seed produced because it's pollinated. And those then result in different flowers. And so people that hybridize daffodils will intentionally pollinate them so that they can come and make a new daffodil. But interestingly enough, those take 5 years to bloom. And I thought, sometimes when God is really birthing a new thing in us, it takes a while to germinate. It takes a while to mature and grow and come to full fruition. And yet it is no less resurrection life. It is growing and maturing and becoming a part of us. So this, we sometimes get weary, but it's taking so long. Maybe we're not... We got it all wrong, and we need to go back to the drawing board and start over. And yet to trust that God is at work and that God is birthing this new thing that is growing within us, not just us. It's not something of our own doing, but God is doing that, and it will come to fruition. Another thing I learned is that daffodils are quite tolerant of the cold, and they will even grow with a covering of snow over them. And I didn't know that. They grow from the Canadian border up north all the way to the south, and with exception of parts of Florida that don't get any frost. The reason they don't grow well in places where they get no frost is that they need cold. They need cold to for the flowers to begin to bud. And I thought about the struggles that we go through, really that we chafe against, and yet there's growth that comes when we allow those times, we give them to God and allow God to work through those difficult times in our life, that they do flower and we grow through it. It's not that the hard time is the thing that becomes beautiful, that is wonderful in our lives. It's how God transforms that and uses it, just as God uses the cold to bring forth a flower that is beautiful and grows forth in our lives. So I just really think there's lots of resurrection life that springs forth. And when we think about resurrection life and it, how full of joy it is, and just that it gives us joy to see all these flowers that are behind me and to see the joy that they bring is huge. It's incredible good news. It's just good news that it makes you want to share all these daffodils. In 1 Peter 1:3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." And that we have this new hope, this living hope that is within us, that grows and flourishes just as much as the daffodils. I'm going to enter us into a time of waiting, of listening, of worship. You may think of other ways of how the daffodils speak to you of life and bring the message of resurrection life. And I'd love to hear how that is true in your lives and how that's been borne out. But more than anything, we just want to create time when we listen to Jesus, who is present, who walks with us day by day, and who creates resurrection life within us, that we allow God to speak and that we're attentive and faithful to that message as it comes. Let us listen as we wait.